and let there be light.
Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. Nobody has to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this. Tell them this.
Keeps it as real as I could possibly get. A lot of things going on. First, I'd like to thank God for giving me the ability to feel well today to do this for you, ladies and gentlemen out there. Because you know, without you guys, the show can't be as successful as it is. And I would just thank you. I want to bring up a couple issues. One being the scandal about this news reporter leaking information from the White House. Now, rather, if that's an issue to you or not, you know, I mean, listen, we have the right to freedom of expression and speech and all that stuff, and it's great. But when it comes to secrecy being able to protect our nation. Very, 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 very important that we know that our security is taken care of, okay? So if you haven't heard about that story, I just wanted to bring it up. I also want to bring up Senator Carburn of Oklahoma, Republican. He does not want to take any type of federal money from the government until they fix the budget. And so he doesn't want the money's coming from any other department but FEMA, if FEMA has money. FEMA's already hurting. They already said FEMA's hurting because of, you know, West Texas and that massive explosion down there. And now the senator is saying that, hey, you know, no monies, no funds. I find that to be, whatever, it's my opinion, to be a little harsh. I see where it's coming from, the angle in which he's coming from, and I'm not saying that he's right. I see the angle where he's coming from because that's his belief system. You see what I'm saying? He didn't even want to give money to Hurricane Sandy. So at least he's consistent, you know. But the thing that scares me is how Red Cross is saying they don't have the funds because they're doing all kinds of stuff, and so they're getting people to donate. Man, we know Red Cross is crooked as all get out. But y'all can give y'all money. Y'all can give y'all money. I'd rather give my, you know, directly. And so I'll be up there on Friday, and I'll be able to give you what I see the damage is. So I'll be up, like I said, I'll be up there Friday. Hopefully I can have some lunch with my friends up there at Oklahoma City. I'm not sure how, you know, how everything is, but I'll be able to give you a small glimpse, a detail of what I see from eye level, and it may not be much because of the devastation. So, you know, once again, our prayers go out to them and their families, and you know, and the people who don't immediately live there, their hardships, because you know they don't know what, you know, about their family members, and they're still trying to find them. So our hearts and our prayers go out to them, and we thank them for doing what they do, and that's continue to be strong and have faith in God, that God will deliver them. So that was a little bit, I guess, a current event for me that I take. So you can follow me at Facebook at George.Mango904. You can also follow me at Twitter on hashtag SoundOffForums 97413. You also can go to my website. It's the official Sound Off Forums website. It's SoundOffForums with three F's with an S .org.net.com. You can get some information there. I said to you guys that I will be updating it. I will take time this weekend. That is a lie. I saw the dude this weekend. But I will try to get my website up to date and play around with it a little bit. If you like to call in, I don't know how much time you have, but because I got a lot of information to put out. So it's 347-989-1014. If you call in and I don't see that you're calling, please hang on and I'll get to you. But I guess tonight is not the night to call in because, like I said, I got a lot of information to put out. And we're going to do Ephesians 6, King James Version 6 through 13. Not with eye service as man pleases, but the service of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of the person with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take up on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having all done to stand, and let the church say, Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to rock and rizzle. Okay. So today's theme that we're going to be taking a look at is the Golden Child. Now, I know y'all are looking at me like, where in the world has he come from with this, y'all? Huh? Where has he come from? Okay. The reason why I had to bring this up is because we have been talking last week and this week about cynical magic and about how these movies, what most people call like movie decoding, you know, I do that a lot. You know, I did the Matrix series. I didn't do the third one, but I'll get to that later. But anyway, so we're going to revisit this 1986 movie, The Golden Child, and let's see, the characters consist of the Golden Child, Chandler Jarrett, let's see, Nipsey, Ki Nung, the old man, Tall, Dr. Hung, Kala, Yi, Kong Fu, Tommy Tong, the detective Boggs, Yellow Dragon, and the TV host. Okay, and so I don't even know why I went through all those, but I just want you to remember this movie. And if you haven't seen it, once again, I'm getting this information straight from the IMDb website, and then I go to my homies, the Wikipedia. And I know y'all saying, oh, Lord, you're getting more stuff from Wikipedia again. Here we go. Listen, it's close enough. It don't have to be. I mean, you would want it to be exact, but it gives me what I need to give. Okay? So, in this movie here, okay, Eddie Murphy, whom is the chosen one and is destined to save the Golden Child, the savior of all mankind. Now, before we get started, we need to do what we call defining terms. Okay, we're going to work with you a little bit. Okay? Okay. So, old brother Noomsie. All right, so, Golden Child. This is coming from the Urban Dictionary. I mean, you can go and look from other ones, but this is why I'm using it from Urban Dictionary. It says, a person among a populace whom everyone seems to love no matter what. The admiration for this person spans multitude factions among the populace, including those who normally do not agree or anything otherwise. This person is always thought of as a staple to the populace, and even thought this person perceived was never constant. They will be remembered as if they were always present. This person is always remembrance for the good contribution that made even above others who have strived to contribute even more. You know, so we think of people like this, we would say Martin Luther King was a golden child. He was a prodigy in his own age. Albert Einstein, whether he's going to, we know EMC squared, okay? We know that. When we see that, we think of him, okay? So it's not to that level, but it's kind of like Buddha in a way, okay? It's kind of like Buddha in a way, okay? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because these terms play what I've been talking about, the cynical magic, the terms, the psychological witchcraft they put on our minds, because wordplay is very important. Okay, so when they use these words, you'll never forget the movie called The Golden Child, Because since when is a black man the chosen one, right? Hey, I'm just saying. All right, the second definition is a person who seems to never do anything wrong, always being nice person, always helping out, publicly known as the qualities better than using a real butthole when in public eye, known to the world as the smartest person around, or makes this their siblings look like buttholes. Okay, the third definition is the sun, the light-giving orb that is the source of energy for our entire world. That's a very interesting and deep notion by itself. So if we use all these, we're going to use all three of these definitions, okay, as the golden child. But if you look at, once again, the key word here is, sun, energy, so a source of energy, okay? So sun, energy, a source of energy, okay? All right. So now that we define that, we also have to, I'll skip that real quick. Let me see where we're going. Where am I at? Okay. Now, there's a certain thing called, usually they say, oh, man, this person is the golden child of the family. That person is, seems like everything is giving to them. There's nothing that will affect them because this is how they believe. I'm going to have to, ooh, Lord Jesus, ooh. Okay, so let's get to the movie. Okay, so in the beginning of the movie, we see that Eddie Murphy's running around and they're looking for a person who, he is a social worker that's looking for kidnapped children, and somehow, some way, these girls are connected to these murders, and these murders are brutal. And if you start to look at the walls on there, they have satanic things on the walls. Okay, so I just want you to know that I am doing this from memory, okay, and I'm not doing it exactly. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind, okay, when we talk about this stuff. So as we look at the Golden Child, I'll go ahead and read the plot, all right? So they're in Nepal, okay, and the young man has mystical abilities, which he is the Golden Child, and we have already defined what the Golden Child is, and receives badges of station and determination. His powers to the monks of the temple by revitalizing a dead bird, which becomes the constant companion. So, at this point of the movie, they are showing you that his ability is on another plane, and so I'm going to use that definition so you guys can understand about this. This is in ethical cosmology, a plane other than the physical plane is conceived to be a suitable state of consciousness that transcends the known physical universe. The concepts may be found in religious or Ecdysis teachings, which profound idea of whom several subtle planes, words, or dimensions which form a center penetrating themselves into a physical planet, which is with they live, a solar system, are on the physical structure of the universe. The penetration of the plane commences in the universe itself as a physical structure, dynamic and evolutionist examples of emanated through a series of steadily devolved states, being progressively more material and embodiment. Okay? So, when they talk about these planes, it's important that you understand what planes they're referring to and how they structure it. Okay, so this is on a deeper level. Okay, so I need you guys to kind of help me, stay with me, and we'll get to this situation. Okay, in the occult, once again, listen, this stuff is not something I made up. I'm just simply looking at the video. I'm just simply reviewing the movie. In occult teachings and as held of the psychics of the Click authors, there are seven planes of existence. Most cults or Italist teachings are in agreement that seven planes existence exist. However, many different cults and mystical physical schools levels of planes of existence in different terminology. Physical plane, the physical plane are the physical universe and manifestations, metaphysical thought through the Nepalist, Hinduism, refer to the visible reality of space and time and energy and the matter. The physical universe of the occultist and the cosmetically is the lowest and descendant of the series of planes in existence. According to theologians, after physical plane is the etherologic plane. On both of these planes are connected to making up the first plane. Theologians also teach that the physical plane dies and the integral body is left behind and the soul forms into an astral body of the astral plane. And so, once again, we've heard these type of things before about the astral plane, okay? And so the astral plane is also known as emotional plane, where the conscious goes after the physical death. According to the occult philosophical man possessing the astral body. What is an astral body? The projection or the travel of an out of body experience, which they call OBE, that assumes the existence of an astral body separate from a physical body that can and capable of traveling outside of it. Okay, this projection. And so what they are saying here is that when he transferred his energy into this the bird, he transferred a piece of him into this bird, and that the bird was his companion. Okay, and I know I went all the way around and all that stuff, but like I said, I have to explain it to you so you understand the wording of this stuff, because it's more to just what you think the movie is. So Nimsi, Sadum Nimsi, breaks into the temple and slays the monks and abducts the boy. Let's see, after seeing a TV show, Keening, was watching Los Angeles, where Eddie Murphy was on a talk show about missing girls. And then the next day, he's informed that the golden child has been kidnapped, and the chosen one who was to save the child. Eddie Murphy does not take this seriously, even in the astral form of the child, and his bird familiar begin to follow him. Soon, the missing girl is found. The blood was loose. Blood was lost near an abandoned house, smoldered in Tibetan graffiti, and a pot filled with blood-soaked oatmeal. Okay, so now this is where it gets interesting, ladies and gentlemen. It gets real interesting. Okay, so. A suitable body is one of the series of the psycho-spiritual continents of living things, according to various occult mystical teachings. Each suitable body corresponds to the suitable plane of existence. In a hierarchy are a great change of beings that accumulate in the physical form. It is also different spiritual traditions. The most sacrificed body and super clerical body is Sophonism, the diamond body. In the light body or the rainbow body in Tibetan Buddhism, and the body of bliss in yoga. Now, it is important that you understand this stuff, okay? So I'm about to take a quick pause, and I'm going to put it in the sidebar. The body of bliss in yoga. Now, it is important that you understand, people, that when you are doing yoga, and I'm not saying that yoga is horrible. I'm not saying that it's horrible. If you want to use your inner chi and connect and all of that, it's fine. But you must know, it is originally used by magicians and sorcerers and enchantress people who work and live of the occult who have created yoga. So just to put that in there, okay? Just to let you guys know, okay? So because this is the various attributes of the suitable body for frequently described in terms of abrupt symbolism. Tara features reference of the sun and the moon as well as various Indian rivers and deities that Titus Aculus speak of as Kudamars, or the counterfeit seals. Okay? Excuse me. I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but there is a description of the body, of the circulation of energy that they show at the chart that I'm looking at. And I don't have to explain to people who do yoga how real it is. So if I don't have to explain to people who do yoga, who don't have to really believe what I'm talking about, because they already know that they feel it and they get euphoric, that is a type of hypnotism, a type of trance that your body is being drawn into. Now, it is very important that you understand. In this, they say that it is an etheric body, the vehicle of Plenta, emotional and body, the vehicle of desire and emotion, mental body, the vehicle of concentrate and lower mind, casual body, the vehicle of abstract and higher mind, and they call this, and we all know these words, so it's not like I'm making this stuff up. It says each body has its own aura or set of chakras corresponding to a particular place. So this is not stuff that I'm making up. This is stuff that we already know, that's already been out there, but you don't know where it comes from. Okay? Listen, y'all have to get it together, because they are magically teaching you the ways of the cult. So the spirit, I'm going to have to just go through it and wrap this up when I get there, because this is a whole lot of information, and it's getting too good. And I thank you, Jesus, because it's getting good. It's getting good. All right. So the blood. Let's get to the blood, okay? I need to go to the blood. Okay, well, let me tell you first of all what a familiar spirit, and we should know what a familiar spirit is, because we see these in movies all the time, okay? Here we go. So it was created as European folklore, folk belief of medieval and modern age period. Familiar spirits sometimes referred to simple as familiars. You hear this in Blade a lot. When the vampires, like, they're not vampires, but they work for the vampires, and they're promised to be a vampire if they're in the human form, but they're considered to be familiars. Were supernatural entities being believed to assist witches and counter folks in their practice of magic? According to the records of time, they have appeared in numerous giants, often in birds, and also sometimes as animals, and sometimes as human or humanoid form, and were described as clearly defined three-dimensional forms via the color and the animated were movement and sounds. By these alleging to have come into the contact with them, unlikely later described of ghosts that they're smoky, undefined forms. Okay, formerly known were often categorized as demons, while the latter were more commonly thought of as fairies. Okay, so let me. I'll keep on going because it's okay. So Pierre de Raffaic defines a familiar spirit or alter ego, Doopsenganger, a personal demon, personal totem, the spiritual companion in the double, or an alter ego of an individual. It does not look like the individual considered, even though it may have an individual life of its own. It remains closely linked to the individual, and the familiar spirit can be an animal or animal concept. It says that, it is also a familiar spirit of the place. It judges, presides, influences other things in its empire, it perhaps a fairy or a god, which my eyes drawn unto a magnet to it. Okay. And so now we've got the concept of what a familiar is. We have to go to understand that now the bird that's following him around, like I said, transmitted his body. He separated his body from being who he is to the bird, and that's why the bird is so important. Of course, we all know that in the movie. We got that right away. Why then does this blood come up, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, let me play a quick clip.
The big secret of demonic occult blood sacrifices. secret as to why fallen angels, shape-shifting, zodiac astrological, draco-star reptilian snake demon interdimensional vampire alien gods, demand occult ritual blood sacrifices, because they are in fact the living dead. And the blood is the life, while they wait for their end. Revelation 12, 9 and 12. Darby Translation. And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent. He who is called devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole habitable world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Therefore be full of the light, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great rage, knowing he has a short time. The blood is the life. Genesis 9, 2, 3, and 4. Darby Translation. And let the fear of you and the dread of you be upon every animal of the earth, and upon all fowl of the heavens, upon all that moveth on the ground, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be food for you. As the green herb I give you everything. Only the flesh with its life, its blood, ye shall not eat. Leviticus 17, 13 and 14. And every one of the children of Israel, and of the strangers who sojourn among them, piper catcheth in the hunter beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall pour out the blood thereof, and cover it with earth. For it is the life of all flesh, its blood is the life in it. And I have said unto the children of Israel, of the blood of no manner of flesh shall ye eat, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eat of it shall be cut off. Deuteronomy 12, 22-24. Even as the gazelle in the heart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them. The unclean and the clean alike may eat of them, only be sure that thou eat not the blood. For the blood is the life, and thou mayst not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it. Thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. From the KS Butterfly A channel. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you this. Now, remember we talked about human sacrifices, right? And the interesting thing that was said in the Bible was that the blood is the life. And in order for the things that are dead to transform itself into the living, it's through blood. Do you get my drift? So in order for Brother Nemsi to continue to get his plan through, because he always goes back, he always goes back to the devil to get his people here. They need the golden child to disappear and get the blood. Okay, so that's the blood thing. Okay, so she goes and talks. I'm gonna skip down because it's, you know, and all that stuff. Okay, so in a dream that that Nimsy put Eddie Murphy in, he controlled the dream, of course. Now he's a dream master, and puts the Achanti dagger, which was a mysterious weapon used to, it was capable of killing the golden child. All right, let me let you know, apparently this thing is for real, but it's not called the Achanti dagger. It's called the I don't even know. Kyla. It is a Tibetan three-sided peg, stake, knife, or nail, like ritual intimate, traditionally associated with the Indo Tibetan Buddhist. They use this in rituals. It says a manifesting deity. It said it is known as the Indian Kala lore has become by the way of the Tibetan culture. Scholars say scholars has shown that the Tibetan literature widely associates that the skinskirts for their term with or without the long. However, it is described by all definitions, and the Sanskrit works agree to the word of Kala. Let's see. It is a result from a blah blah blah. I'm trying to get to nitty gritty. It is possible that, on the other hand, of the name Vixkitla was a formal name by the Tibetans who could form that actually uses their ancient Indic sources, that there is no need for the hyphenation. They're just saying of the building of the word. The ritual use, let me get to this. It was studied in texts recovered by the Ding Hunger manuscript that describes the ritual use. It was used for an iconic representation of a divine symbolic attribute and Hindu deities, which consecrated and bound by use. One of the principal methods of working with the Kala is actualize it in the essence of quality into the pierce of the earth with it, is commonly the Himalayan's shamanic term, and penetrating in the vertical point down into the basket bowl or the chites of rice or other soft grain. The term employed for the deity or the tool as the interaction changeable in the Western scholarships. In the Himalayic shaman tradition, the Kala may be considered as the actual medulla. The ritual implies that the significant stability of a prayer ground during ceremony, and only those interpreting it is used, are otherwise empowered, may wield it. The energy of the Kala is force, rafter, piercing, afflicting, transfixing, the affixing of the elements, process of space of to the earth, thereby establishing a energetic continuum, particularly for those are wooden, are the shaman healing, harmonizing the energy words and other of the two. The Shaktic for snake, serpent, or other dragon, such refers to a class of supernatural entities or deities intertwined in the blade, onto the blade, remnants of the staff of Asclepius and of Hermon. The Kala also bears the Ashtanga, the swastika, the Hinduish symbol. As a tool of exorcism, the Kala may be employed to hold demons or transform in place once that they have been expelled from their human host. For example, in order for mind stream may be to redirect the enhance of the identity that's transmitted. More, it may serve as a binding or a pin down negative energy or obstruction from the mainstream or the entity, the person or the thought form, including the thought form generated by a group, project, or so on, administration, purification. Wow, that's a mouthful. But as you can see, I'm not going to go through the rest of it, but as you can see that this thing is not like something they just thought of and say, hey, we're going to go ahead and put this in the movie, right? No. Somebody did their homework, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody was keeping it real. You see what I'm saying? Somebody was keeping it real. So I'm going to go through the movie because then I'm going to get all my points out because it's taking a really long time for it to get. So they go and they try to retrieve the knife, and they go and try to retrieve the knife. And once again, they go and they do a battle, blah, blah, blah. And then so they go in, get the dagger, they do all that fighting stuff, and they go into a warehouse, and then Nipsey turns into a demon after he goes and talks to the devil. Then the girl gets shot with an arrow, and they got a certain amount of time to get the golden child to the girl, and then the child uses the last ray of sunlight and his powers to bring her back from the dead. That's basically it, and then they got the fight scene. I'm not going to go through the rest of it. So, because this movie is made, it's important that, ladies and gentlemen, that we analyze these movies, okay? And the reason why I say we must analyze these movies is because we are affected by it. You remember when I was saying that you go on to do yoga and you think you're doing yoga and you're doing, oh, y'all, Lord, I'm doing yoga. And literally, you are making yourself, now, this is what I think, I'm not saying that it is, you are making yourself susceptible or having access to the people who wish to destroy us. You are opening up your chakras to things you don't understand. You see what I'm saying? And so you think, oh, I'm meditating and my body is good and stuff, but what you don't realize is the same stuff that you're using to make yourself feel better, you always find, why is this person always messing with me? Why I got such a hard life? And why are people always messing with me? Because you are allowing those spirits to come in you. Same thing when you watch those scary movies. Those things are coming in there. I mean, back in the day, that would have been considered a scary movie. In today's modern age, that's not really a scary movie. But so let's continue to dive in a lot deeper into this, okay? So there's a such thing as what they call reality hacking, okay? Or what they would call it hacktivism, which is the word of hacking and activism combined together, okay? So check this out. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because it was part of, I was looking up the occult words, and one of these words popped up. And this was the word that popped up, and I thought it was very interesting because it goes to what I've been telling you and trying to explain to you for weeks now about this cynical magic and how things work. I mean, it has, you know, it has its tie-ins to all different things. See, the one thing that I need you guys to understand is there's more than one way to get to the finish line for these people. Just like we all got our own ideas, our own and we think God leads us in different paths, but they feel the same way too. So it's not always, you know, a cookie cutter shape. This is what it is. No, it's outside of the box. These people, Satan is using them on a wide variety of different planes. Because you know, if he can't get you from the outside, what does the devil do? He gets your family, right? So okay, here we go. So this hacktivism thing is use of computer and computer networking to promote political ends, chiefly free speech, human rights, and information ethics. It is carried out under the perception that promotes the use of technology can produce related similar to those convenient acts of protest and activism and social disobedience. The term was coined in 1996, a cult of dead crow cows known as the Omegas, however similar is constructed to the word hack, is an ambiguous term. Hack is tied to several meanings, although it is commonly understood as a relationship to the computer hacking. The term hacktivism is the hacktivists are subject to lexical war and defined by them. And so what they use is what they call cyber terrorism, okay? And so these terms come out, and so it's hard for the DOD, not hard, but they use these terminologies in order to control the idea of what you're doing. Remember how I told you that they can come in and pretty much go into your computers and doing all that kind of stuff? Well, it's the same concept of them taking source codes are the cynical magical words that we already know, like we talked about yesterday about the when we heard the ripping of the clothes, we didn't see her actually getting raped, but psychologically we automatically assumed that she was being raped because her clothes was being ripped. And so that's that computer hacking that they have on our minds, where they can go in and reach in and bring out what we call familiars to us. So now it's important to realize this, okay? In the movie, the Golden Child is always surrounded by shamans, okay? Shamanism is a practice that involves a practical reach of altered states of consciousness. In order for the encounter to interact with the spirit world, the shaman is a person regarded as having access to and influencing in the world of the belligerent and the malevolent spirits, who typically enter in the trance state during a ritual and practice the divinity and healing. Okay? So now, let's look at it from the viewer's point of view. All we see is, especially in the American point of view, all we see is a bunch of monks saying these things. We have no idea what they're saying. But what they're doing is putting themselves in a trance, the same trance that we put ourselves in when we're watching TV, or when we just go into this state of consciousness. We're not really thinking of nothing, we're just staring off in space, okay? So, let's see, let me go down and see. Some shamans use techniques of religious ecstasy, supernatural realms or dimensions, And you know, listen, this is the thing about this stuff, y'all. All this stuff right here, people have been, listen, this stuff has been around way before Europeans have come on this planet, okay? The Europeans went to these different parts of the world and learned this stuff and brought it back and made it to whatever it is. Now, if these people had these secrets, they were guarding them, right? Why would the golden child be in Nepal, in the most highest mountain in the Himalayas, and the devil go get him and goes to get him and kills the monks? Listen, this stuff is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real stuff. But what we see is the conception that it's just a movie. It's just a song. It's just a word. It's just, listen, everything that is used on the media, the newspapers, the radio, they use trigger words, ladies and gentlemen. They use trigger words. They use that cynical magic that Hollywood, you know what Hollywood stands for? Magical stick. Now, if you take magical stick and you look it up in the dictionary, it would say it's a wand. Why is Hollywood considered a magical wand? Who also uses a magical wand, ladies and gentlemen? Mickey Mouse. So, if Mickey Mouse can use a magical wand and write Disneyland or Disney World or whatever to give the illusion that everything is magical, and you are a Christian, something is wrong with you. Now, I'm not saying that, I mean, some people are very strict when it comes to what their kids look at and what they see. If you are one of those people, then your children should not be watching. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even have a television in your house. Shouldn't even have a television in your house. Because the gateway to the soul is by that thing out there. But if you're knowledgeable and being able to teach your children while you're watching it to look for these cues right there, then they are guarded. They know now, okay, well, I'm seeing this stuff. I have to be consciously aware of it. And they're picking it out for themselves. And so it's one thing to either nurture your child or try to protect your child and whatnot. I mean, anybody, your family, listen. But you need to know what's going on, okay? So the definition for this shaman thing, okay, there is no longer an agreement upon the definition of the word shamanism. Dawn of the 21st century, there were four separate definitions of the term that appeared that we used. The first of these terms was referred to anybody who contacts the spirit world while in a alternate state of consciousness. The second one was the limiting terms that refers to those who contact spirits while in an alternate state of consciousness of the highest of others. The third definition attempt to distinguish the shamans from the magical religious specialists who are believed to contact spirits such as mediums, witch doctors, spiritual healers, prophets, by claiming that they are undertaking a particular technique used by the others. Problematically, scholarship avoids this position, has failed to agree on the defining of the definition. Listen, whoever cares about that stuff, this stuff is real. So, I wanted to bring in that part, because remember in the part of the movie when they're sitting around and the golden child's sitting in the cage, and then he's using the little can and the little dancing around, and the little guy was all being, you know, he didn't want him to touch him because if he touched him, then he can turn him into a good person and stuff like that. That's that goodness and that power within him. And the monks were in such a trance state that whatever evilness that they were bringing in had nothing to do with the golden child, because he wasn't being affected by it. Not at all. So, I might have to say this for another, this part of the lecture for another time, because it gets a lot deeper, okay? But check this out. The ancient Egyptian concept of soul. The ancient Egyptians believed that the human soul was made up of five parts. Ran, Ba, the Ka, the Shat, and the Ebi. In addition to those concepts, the soul were human body, also called Ha, and the sum of all the body parts. So, the A was the heart, the Shat was the shadow, Ren was a part of the person's soul that would give them a birth in the Egyptian, and the Egyptians believed that it would live as long as the name was spoken. Ba was everything that made the individual unique, similar to the notion to personality. Ka, the Egyptian concept of the vital essence, are the distinguishing difference between living and the dead body. Ak was the concept of death that varied over the long history of ancient Egyptian belief. And you're probably wondering why I brought that up. It's because these are these are the things that we see on movies all the time. And they throw out these different terms, and we have no idea what they are, but, you know, you need to understand these things. Now, so, okay, so let me talk to this about this. A lot of people talk about this. And my own belief about this may be different to you, to a lot of different people, okay? But when they talk about the third eye, my feeling about that is the evilness that is given to you once you have agreed to work with the devil. Now, this could be on many levels or many forms. But I will never refer to myself as using the third eye, okay? Third eye meditation. To begin, place your hand, yourself, in a place and the position that you have found the most advantageous to meditate. Relax your mind, your body, your emotions. Command your mind to cease its chattering, your energy to stay in the surround state mode, and your body not to be disturbed in meditation in this way. Focus your attention to sounds and feelings of your breath coming in and out. Return your breath awareness into where witnessing that the loss of your focus. At no time during the meditation should you test yourself about anything. So, for example, if you lose your attention and then realize there was the exact without commenting, return to the your attention to your breathing. Close your eyes, place your hand, place your attention on the area between your eyebrow, and after a short period of time, a point of light will present itself to the center of your inner field of vision. Keep your focus there. For some people, it will be beneficial to raise their eyeballs as if they were looking at a 25-degree angle other than just directing their attention to the upward motion. Third eye meditation technique has a potential of being the beak to you of breaking off your own shell, and as well as the wings of transporting you into the infinite, eternal, universal, divine reality that is your birthright. Now, all that could be fine and dandy and all that stuff, but I'll tell you about that in a second because I've got to bring this up, okay? To me, this right here is the most important thing that must be talked about. And this still ties in. This still ties into the golden child, okay? Because this, I'll connect it in a minute, okay? So this is called channeling, okay? It is very important that you understand what channeling is, okay? When a person, you hear this a lot in movies, you'll hear this a lot in actors, you'll hear a lot in the entertainment business, period, okay? Because they say they'll go to the mirror, or they'll do something, and they channel themselves, and then they got an alternate ego. Hence, you got Nard Barkley, which is CeeLo. You got Sasha Fierce, which is Beyonce. You got Slim Shady and all that other stuff that he calls himself with Martha Mathers, his original name. You got, what does that guy call his name? Jay-Z's got an alter ego. Kanye's got an alter ego. Just to name a few. There's a lot of alter ego. Michael Jackson used channeling a lot. Now, I'm about to say something, and you guys may think I'm crazy, but go to YouTube and look up the interview with Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jackson back in the 90s. Michael Jackson was talking about him channeling and basically giving up his self to a different spirit. And he said, I've got a channel. He said something about channeling, okay? So when they talk about channeling, that is the connection between whatever spirit they are dealing with at the time. Usually they use a mirror or something like that. You remember in Snow White, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, and then the mirror talks back to the witch? Well, the reason why they do that is because she's channeling to the reflection of the mirror, which the mirror is a gateway to other dimensions. So, let me tell you about channeling. Channeling, the transmission of channeling, like so many other forms of spiritual communication, is very misunderstood. In certain years, a number of mediums have called themselves trance channels, which is the fact they were not working in the genuine trance condition. This has been a source of great confusion for many people. When spirit linked with a medium, the spirit connectors experience various degrees of control or overshadows the consciousness of the medium to a greater or lesser degree. This varies depending upon the intents or the conditions of the conversation, as well as the ability of the medium to lend himself or herself to be unshadowed or uncontrolled. Trance is considered to be a stronger degree of control, yet even here, there are various degrees of trance control, from light trance to a very deep trance. Deep trance is used particularly in the physical mediumship. There are many factors which indicate genuine trance control, and parapsychologists have used various states to determine whether, in fact, a medium is under trance control, and is so, in what degree. Genuine trance is a strong shared of mental and physical energy and the consciousness between the medium, and the spirit connector. There is generally, although not always, manifested within the medium, always, a slowing of the heart rate, a slow, deep and steady breathing pattern, no rapid eye movement or REM, a lower body of temperature, a greater resistance, reduced reaction in touch and period, the various degrees of unconsciousness. I'm gonna give you a better definition because this is good. Hold on, let me see. Furthermore, because the trans condition of the spirit connector is speaking directly through the conscience of the medium rather than the medium relating what is being mentally given to him or her, the voice pattern, inflection, and the general manner of the speech differs from the normal inhabitants of the medium. So if you ever remember that movie with Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze, Ghost, that's what they're referring to. See, she was not in a deep trance state. She was in a between state. So that matter of her telling what the ghost was saying, she was a medium, but wasn't in a deep trance. So when the voice speaks through her, that's when she's in a deep trance. And finally, research has conducted around the language pattern in the dialect existed during the trance communication. This is very often the broken speech pattern, reversal of sentences, structures, and overall change of grammar use. This is very evident of the sickle reading and the Seth material, the Evelyn Glaser trance communications, and the Reverend Stephen Fulter's trance communication. One final point needs to be mentioned: that control, which does it mean to be controlled by spirit? First of all, it is not meant that mediums is and always possessed by spirits' personalities. Possession or attachment appearance a new and, in my opinion, a disturbing buzzword. Is extremely rare, nor does it mean that the medium leaves his or her body and the spirit enters them within. I'm going to look up what in the world did I it was in my head. It's going to get deep, y'all. The rabbit hole's going to go deep tonight, okay? Now, when you're channeling, get to the nitty-gritty. Sometimes you find yourself in hypnosis. Sometimes use that as well. Couldn't find what I wanted, so I'm going to go ahead and move on. Okay, so now we understand the planes. We understand the techniques. I have to go into a deeper realm because that's, you know, how I do stuff. I do stuff because it's crazy. So now that we know that we are on this astral plane, right? And we know that this witchcraft, this magical stick, is going through and use some type of betrickery on us. I have to talk about some important stuff, okay? And tonight wasn't supposed to be the night to talk about it because we were talking about the Golden Child. But it also ties in with the Golden Child. And the reason why it ties in with the Golden Child is because of the structure of it. Why is it that in movies like these, we are brought into a world of – occultism. Why are we brought into a world of evil? Why are we brought to in a world of being exposed to spirits? Now, depending on what movie you watch, evil always loses at the end of the day, because everybody likes a good, a happy ending. Well, it's important to know key terms. And we talk about this a lot, about key terms. It's important that you, if you had a chance, I want you to write down these names, and I want you to do some research on your own, and I'm going to throw out some terms, and then I'm going to bring it into your home and your real life. Sitting on the couch watching The Golden Child, eating popcorn. Oh, Eddie Murphy's so funny. There's a man, his name is Aleister Crowley, and I'm probably messing up. It's A-L-E-I-S-T-E-R. That's A-L-E-I-S-T-E-R. Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. That's C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. Another gentleman by the name, he's a French Kabbalist. His name is Abraham of Warburg. Interesting. Okay. I'll look that up later. Okay. This person, Adam of Warburg, had coined phrase what we know is to be a holy golden guardian angel. Now, we just say, you know, God, please send a guardian angel to protect us and to shield us, okay? We know what we use it for. That's why when Jesus says there's power in the blood, we must know that we cannot just say God. Because Satan considers himself to be a God. So the reason why I say these things to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Word manipulation is not considered when your people are actually speaking words. But when you write the words and you actually see the patternism of when they're writing, okay? So this gentleman here, along with Aleister Crowley, came up with this thing. I'm going to read you what it says. Holy Guard Angel was properly coined either by Adam of Wurzburg, a French Kabbalist who wrote a book on ceremonial magic during the 15th century, or Samuel Liddell McElroy Mathers, the founder of the Helmic Order of the Golden Dawn, who later translated this manuscript and led it to earlier works, giving an extensive magical note that the official concept goes back to Zornitoid authorizing Photus, the Holy Guardian Angel. In Mather's publication, The Book of Sacrifice Magic of Albin Merlin of the Mange, if thou shalt properly observe thy rules, all following symbols and inditude of others will be granted unto thee by the holy guardian angel. Thus living in the honor and the glory of the only true God for thine own good and thou neighbor. For let's fear God be even before the eyes and the heart of him shall possess the divine wisdom and the sacrifice magic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what God you serve, but according to what he is saying, God is capitalized here, but I know God specifically say don't deal with witchcraft. He specifically say don't deal with the witchcraft, right? Okay, so when he says, let fear of God be ever before thy eyes and the heart of him who shall possess this divine wisdom and sacrifice magic, that don't sound too much like Jesus to me. I'm just saying. Okay, so let me go on. Within the system of the magical order, AA, founded by Aleister Crowley, one of the two most important goals is in the conscious connection of the holy guardian angel is silent self, representing one's true divine nature, and the process term knowledge and conversation. So check this out. He says, it should never be forgotten for a single moment that the center and the essence work of magicians in the attaining the knowledge and the conversation of the holy guardian angel, one who has achieved this must occur, be left entirely to the hands of that angel, who has been invariably and inevitably relieved upon the leading himself further into great steps, crossing the abyss and attaining the great master of the temple. First of all, let me look up the scripture about the abyss. Oh, my goodness. I mean, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, need to wake up. It is getting deep. Revelations 20 and 3, verse 3. It says, New International Version, it says, he throws him into the abyss, locks and seals it over him, and keeps him from deceiving the nation anymore until the 1,000 years have ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear? He be thrown into the abyss, and then he says, Crowley says, who is the invaluably and eminently relied upon to lead him to the further great step, crossing the abyss and obtaining the great master of the temple. Ladies and gentlemen, this is as evil as it gets. Check this out. Crowley also explains in more detail the general magical process of the ritual. The adept will be free to concentrate his deepness self that parts him in unconscious order. The true will upon the realizing of the holy guardian angel, the absence of the body and the mental and the astral consciousness indeed of the cardinal to succeed. For it is upon the uncertainty of this attending tendence which he has made him deaf of to his soul. He is preoccupied with the affairs that prevent him from perceiving that soul. The effect of the ritual has been one to keep them so busy that their own work that they cease to distract him. Two, to separate them so completely that his soul is stripped of its sheaths. Three, to aurore him as empathetic, so the incense of the intoxicated and the other anesthetized them, that they may not feel the resent of the agony of the spiritual sanctions. Just a bashful lover get drunk on the wedding night in order to blaze out internally the shame of such mystically coexisting with their desires. To consecrate the necessary spiritual forces from every element and flying them temperamentally into the aspiring towards the holy guardian angel. And five is to attract the angel by the vibrations of the magical voices which intake him. The method of the ritual is thus unfold. That's some really serious stuff, y'all. Really serious stuff. Really serious stuff. And so, if we know these things exist, then why do we put up? Why do we not want to deal with it? Because there's gonna come a time when you have to deal with it, y'all. It is. This is real. We can't. Man, I'm telling you, I just don't want y'all to fall in this trap where, you know, you don't wanna be a part of it, and this is not for you, and stuff like that. Man, we have to do the exact opposite. The exact opposite of what Crowley is telling us to do. See, he's already laid out what they're gonna do. Already laid out. What are we going to do to counter it? What is God's people going to do to counter it? Huh? What are we going to do? Because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, ladies and gentlemen. We don't. Not at all. You see, I was going to do a whole lot more tonight, but I mean, when I start talking about this guy, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, it goes so deep. To try to decode, to put it in terms where, ladies and gentlemen, you need to do it. And I can't do it in one day after finding majority of the stuff. So I know that I've got to spend more time with the scripture, reading the scripture, and then trying to balance it out for you, ladies and gentlemen, because, man, they are doing a whopping on us. And listen, this stuff right here that I'm talking about, once again, has nothing to do with me dealing with the evilness of the world. Listen, the evilness of this world is going to speak for itself. What I'm trying to do is help you see it. Because it speaks for itself, but you cannot see a delicious piece of pie in front of you unless it got some vile vitamins in it. You know, it's got to have that piece of sarcasm and evilness in it. Listen, they do what they got to do. And like I said, there's a lot to this, and I have to get it together for you, ladies and gentlemen, because it is, man, this stuff right here, deep stuff, man, deep stuff. I mean, I've got another page. I got another web browser up with a whole load of links. So let me do say this though. So what I'll do is I'll tell you about this right here. There was this person. He went by the alias of Fulikenny. Supposedly, during the 20th century, he was a French alchemist and an author, and that's how he identified himself in a debate. And it was just a play on a word. He said, Vatican, the ancient Roman god of fire plus eel, a Canaanite name for God and the sacrifice of fire. The approval of Fulikenny was a cultural phenomenon is due to partly of his mystery of the most aspects of his life and his works. So basically, I'm not going to go through all of this, but what I did find was what they call the great work. And before I get to the great work, I think it's very important for, and we already know this about our government. So, I mean, I'm not going to spend a lot, like, you know, ooh, misters. But let's see, I think this guy was one of the, I think he came to America. Well, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. Want to make sure I get this right before I blurt it out. But you remember when we were going through, we were fighting World War II, and we were trying to find ways to, get nuclear bombs and all that stuff, and, yeah, so this guy named Autumn worked with the United States government because he was a German nuclear physicist, and of course, like I said, he won a Nobel Peace Prize and all that stuff. But and so what was interesting about that was this guy was sought after by the back then the OSS, which is the now we call them CIA department in America now, and they were trying to look up how to do a nuclear, how to work with nuclear power and radioactivity and all that stuff. And he basically told one of the people that the secret of the accuracy is this. There is a way to manipulate matter and energy so as to produce what modern science has called a field of force. The field acts like an observer and put him in a privileged position, vice the universe. From this position, he has access to reality in which are ordinarily hidden from us by time and space, matter and energy. This is what I call the great work. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, the rabbit hole goes so deep because for me, going to school, we didn't learn none of this stuff. Okay? We didn't learn none of this stuff. And they only told us what we needed to know in order to pass a test. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. This stuff is very precious. Because not only does the alchemist deal with philosophy and all that stuff, they also deal with rare metals. They use metals to do the conjure up different chemicals, whether it's physical, gas, or liquid. And so these alchemists, man, I mean, they are some bad, bad people. And all they're using it for magical spells. And guess what are going into our foods? Guess what's going into our soft drinks? Guess what's going into our waters? Guess what toxic waste is killing the ground? You were talking about global warming? Man, that stuff's so made up. They're so made up. But what they do is they give you the illusion that it is, right? So what they do, they go and they show you a picture of icebergs that how they were a couple of years ago. Then they go and genetically alter the iceberg. Have we seen the iceberg for ourselves? No. We can only go off of what they say, right? Right. Okay. So check this out. Themona, within Themona, okay, Themona is a cult organization that was made by Aleister Crowley. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it was missioned by the guy, right? He says, within Themona, the great work is generally defined as a spiritual practice leading to mystical unity of self and the all. It is found by the author of the occultist, Aleister Crowley. He says in his book of Magic Without Tears, the great work is unity of opponents, of opposition, excuse me. It may mean the uniting of the soul with God and the microcosmic with the macrocosmic, of the female with the male, the ego with the alter ego. For each individual, his great work may take different forms. Crowley describes his own personal great work is in the introduction of the Magic Book 4. In my third year in Cambridge, I devoted my consciously to the great work of understanding thereof, the work of being the spiritual being. Therefore, the quest of the Holy Grail, the search for the stone of the philosophical was, however, named to choose the great work. This, therefore, endless. Success only opened new avenues of brilliant possibilities. Yes, bearing and saying amen, the task is tireless and the joy without bounds in the whole universe and all that it is. But is the internal playground of the crowned and the conquesting child, of the insensible and insensitive, of the enjoyable heir of space and entity whose name is man. The term is also appeared in the benediction of the end of Crowley's Gnostic Mass, where priests bless the congregation with the word, "The Lord bring you to the appropriate accomplishments of your own wills, the great work, the summum, true wisdom, and the perfect happiness." And like I said, there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's just, man, takes on. So to wrap up the show, I want to go back and revisit the Golden Child. So everybody know that I didn't go off the path, but I was adding to the path because it's important that you guys understand and you understand the flow than where I'm going, because if you're not able to follow the flow, then it's hard to understand the concept. So within the Golden Child, we know that the Golden Child himself was the beacon of light of all the world. And the Chosen One was the person that was going to save the child. But the spirit world needed the blood of the death, not necessarily the blood, they needed the death of the Golden Child to be removed from the earth so the light would no longer shine. The human sacrifice that they were going to do, if he was to drink the blood would be impure for him and thus make him imperfect. Now, they used the blood for blood sacrificial work, as you can tell, as they got the pentagram on the ground where the Golden Child was, and they use those code words without even having to tell us, like the familiar of the bird, the altar plane, the shifting of the universe between, you see, because when Sandum Nesi went and he was meditating, he transfixed himself into a trance that sent him to his world or the dimension that where he came from, or the dimension that he needs to visit. And so when he goes into that, you see that the walls go away and all that stuff. And that can only be done by meditation, and like I said, you know, like I was telling you about the third eye, the chakra, and all that stuff. Listen, I don't know what none of that stuff is because I don't practice it, but I know that there is energy, and there's other ways to get around getting it, the devil or our demon getting into someone than through that kind of stuff. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that even though I'm talking in a singular about spirits, you could have multiple spirits living inside of you. Remember that legion? Legion didn't mean just one demon. There are thousands of demons that were inside of the man. It's to the point where you look at this movie and say, okay, well, Why are they showing us this negative, demonized thing? What are we getting from this? First of all, they're letting... This is what somebody said one time, and I thought it was pretty interesting. This is how they use to cover themselves. This person said, I don't believe in the Illuminati because if they're so secret, then how do we know all their secrets? Well, if you go and watch the Brotherhood of the Bell, people like that man who did not want to kill his colleague, and when the bell called him to do his actions, not only did they turn on him, they turned on his father. His father-in-law was part of it. His wife was taken. I mean, his life was just turned upside down. And so they make it nearly impossible for you to be real. And when you do come out, what do they call you? Crazy. All right, so my point is this. We are under attack mentally, physically, and spiritually. And one of the things that I read to you about Aleister Crowley said one of his methods is so people will be so busy that they're not concerned about what's going on. Because then at that point, when you're so exhausted from work that all you want to do is come home and rest, kick up your feet, do what you need to do, take care of your kids, and then call it a day. You do not want to deal with nonsense. You don't. Until the weekend. Then the weekend comes, unless you work on the weekends. But, I mean, really, think about that. Think about your patience that you have when you've been working shifts and shifts and shifts, and then people come up with foolishness. You don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear what we say, man. That's a conspiracy, you know. And everybody, conspiracy theorists, they're this. Man, I'll tell you this. You can say whatever you want about the conspiracies and all that stuff. If they're not true, then why are y'all still complaining about the government? Why are people still thinking that Barack Obama is the Antichrist? Why are people talking about he's destroying our nation? Man, our nation has been destroyed since we made it a nation. Don't you already know that? We have been involved in a scam, ladies and gentlemen. A complete scam. Now, a lot of y'all think that America is this great divine country. Beautiful. Listen, when you're talking about the landscape and all that stuff, that's beautiful. I believe in the Constitution and all that stuff, y'all. But listen, we have been deceived, we have been bamboozled and fooled to think that the democracy that we once loved and knew is still here. If you believe that, then you need to start rethinking some things. And the reason why I say you need to start rethinking some things is this. We have the right to make this country better. And when we elect people to make this country better, and they FUBAR it, they are to blame. We don't rehire them. I mean, what sense does it make? I mean, we talk about making this place a better place, and we're still rehiring, letting these crooks steal our livelihood, And you still complaining about the old stuff? Come on, y'all. That don't make sense. Don't make sense at all. The old stuff is the old stuff. We still talk about President Bush. President Bush right now is enjoying his retirement. He getting paid every month. He got access to everything. He gets briefed every day because his dad used to get briefed, so he keeping up. But listen, this stuff has been going on since the beginning of time. And if you really think that they haven't been plotting to kill us, and I'm not talking about just color wise. I'm talking about the human race. They've been plotting to kill off the human race since the beginning of time. I mean, look at it. The Black Plague. Where that came from? Really? The Black Plague? And you know they teach us that in school, the Black Plague. Why is the Black Plague important? Because the only time other nations were never in the medieval times. They never had a dark period in their culture. But we get stuck with believing that, you know, of Joan of Arc and all this garbage. How can we be free when they are teaching us garbage? And that's how I look at it. They're teaching us garbage. I think it is important that we go and we relook at how things are. Revamp our government. Don't you see? I want the knife, please. But they make it into a comedy, so it's funny, y'all. It's funny when Eddie Murphy's doing it, because then it's not taken seriously. It's taken as a joke. When are we going to take our lives serious? When are we going to take our lives to the point where we want to take control of what's going on in our lives? I mean, I'm just asking. You see, because I'm ready for action. I'm just waiting for people who really want to do some stuff. Because I get all excited about doing things, and then you get people tapering off. I'm ready to do stuff. Ready. I'm not sitting here waiting, begging. Listen, the time is now, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't do something now, we're going to be in last place when that time comes. I'm asking you to help me out, Mr. Telephone Man. Help me out. Please, Mr. Telephone Man. What do we need to do to get these people to wake up? I am not your enemy. I am not your enemy. I want to bring up this one last thing, and then I'll close. Where did it go? I lost my train of thought. Darn it. It's gonna come to me, y'all. I apologize. I mean, I'm a radio talk show host. You would think I'd have it together, right? darn it. But no, the reality is serious, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to get back to the nitty gritty and get these people hopping. They don't dictate to us what they're going to do. We dictate to them what we want to be done. Isn't that what it's about? aren't they supposed to be representing the state? Aren't they supposed to be representing us? So if we have a some representation that is not representing us, don't we want to get rid of that person? I mean, I thought that's how it went. Okay. We'll see it like that. So I really hope y'all enjoyed the breakdown of the movie that we revisited tonight, because it is definitely a different concept of what you guys are used to being looking at. And until Thursday, we're gonna do another movie because that's how I'm gonna do it. And in order for us to understand, until you get the conceptual factual information, then you start looking at things a little different. I'm not saying that everybody and everything that goes on in Hollywood is a conspiracy. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is sometimes there's things that goes on daily in America that we have questions about and we never get answers for. We talk about accountability, then we really need to talk about accountability. I'm still waiting for Jennifer Hudson's person to have his trial. Did they talk about this? Listen, tomorrow I might do music. I'm going to have to do the musicians because that's how it is. But ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate you turning in. Tomorrow we're going to be doing Illuminati in the music industry tomorrow for sure. We're going to put it down, and this is what I'm going to put it in. All right? All right? All right? All right? Here we go. See y'all tomorrow.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. No ads to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this, tell them this, tell them this.
No way. No matter.
Soul.